Many people were moved by the pictures published by the New York Times. It's not the first time images of starving children have influenced public opinion. Go back to the 1984 famine in Ethiopia, and BBC reports like this.
Dawn, and as the sun breaks through the piercing chill of night on the plain outside Koram, it lights up a biblical famine, now in the 20th century. This place, say workers here, is the closest thing to hell on earth.
Those images led directly to the Live Aid concert that raised millions of dollars for Ethiopia. For a lot of young people in 2018, though, the pictures from Yemen might be the first they've seen of famine. Jarje Fang is a grad student in Washington. He was recently in the news after he fought back against Facebook's decision to block that Time story, since the starving child in the main photo was undressed. Jarje, how aware were you of what was happening in Yemen prior to the New York Times story?
I was pretty aware of what was going on. I had been following the conflict for probably as long as it's been going on. It was introduced to me first at a student discussion when I was an undergraduate, and I've just been following the news reports coming out of Yemen since then. And so when this popped up in the New York Times, this was one of the first articles that I read that day, I was really expecting sort of the same reports that we've been getting, but instead I was confronted with this photo that covered the screen. And so that was a little bit of a shock to me.
Had you ever seen pictures from a famine taking place in real time in your lifetime?
No, I had never seen, I've never seen, live photos from a famine that was happening right now. I wasn't alive in 1984. Obviously, you know, we're all taught about the Ethiopian famine and we've seen historical photos, but I've never seen it, in my lifetime.
But by the way, I just want to ask you briefly about your reaction when Facebook deleted your photo because it did not meet its community standards. It does not allow pictures of nude children. Obviously, this is not one of those pictures. And Facebook's retracted the ban. But what was your reaction?
I was very, very disappointed. I wasn't quite sure what had happened. I thought maybe one of my friends or acquaintances on Facebook had flagged the photo as being inappropriate or the article as being inappropriate. And then that Facebook, in response to that, had taken it down. I wasn't aware that it was something of an algorithm or an automatic filter. But I was very, very disappointed. And I actually followed up with a post complaining to Facebook on Twitter and on Facebook about the fact that this was too important to be blocked. Obviously, it was a temporary ban, but I was very, very disappointed.
What kind of reaction have you gotten from your Facebook friends? What are they saying about Yemen now?
Yeah, I've had about a half dozen people who have not in the past reached out to me about Yemen, who I haven't had conversations with about current events, reach out to ask, you know, what can I do? What's going on? And I've given them what I know and resources to go out and learn more. But I think that this really did prompt a lot of people to start paying attention again. I think it's been, you know, more than 4 years this has been going on, and it's only now that a lot of my friends who don't pay attention to these issues are taking notice.
Yeah, aside from educating themselves, what else do you tell them to do? Do you encourage them to get active?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of limited what we can do, but from what I understand, you know, you can support legislation. I had been calling senators, and you can donate money. I suggested that some of my friends in regions where the International Rescue Committee does work volunteer their time if they can. And so, you know, really looking around to see what organizations are doing work in Yemen to provide that monetary support, and then organizations that are doing refugee resettlement here in the United States to give your time and give your money if you can. And obviously, I don't live up to that. We all have sort of limited time and treasure. So, I honestly wish I could do more.
Jarje Fang, graduate student at George Washington University. Appreciate your being with us today. Thank you.
Thanks.